Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here to give us a Saints perspective is a guy who comes in day in and day out for the Athletic down there on the Bayou. Larry Holder joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. Larry, Jody Mack in New York. How are you, bud?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
Good. Before we start talking about what transpires on the field tomorrow, I want to ask you about the behavior of the Saints head coach this week. Coach Payton decided to go the motivational route, rolling in $250,000 just to let the guys get a look at it and say, this is what we get if we win this whole thing, and had the Lombardi Trophy handy. And then in listening to some of sound bites this week, specifically when asked questions by the Philadelphia media, seemed a little short, if not snippy. That's not the Sean Payton I know. He's about as buttoned up and regular guy as there is. Why the change in tactics this week?
I'm going to tell you, he's one to pull motivational tactics quite often. I mean, this isn't actually even the first time he pulled this. He actually did this during the 2009 playoffs, when the Saints made a run to the Super Bowl. So he recycled one, and I guess you could do that 10 years later when you've basically been through three life cycles of a locker room outside of, like, Drew Brees, Thomas Morstead, and Jermon Bushrod, and that's it. But sometimes Sean could be temperamental, being asked questions. Trust me, I've been on the good side and the bad side of that for 13 years. Trust me. So that him downplaying any sort of the Eagles thing. Maybe you ran up the score, and I think that's actually ridiculous, because the Saints put up their final touchdown with about 14 minutes left in the game, and what are they supposed to do, just sit, like just fall on the ground? And
right, and the last touchdown was a wheel route, a guy coming out of the backfield. If you can't cover it, that's not the Saints' fault. Jenkins couldn't stay with Kamara coming out of the backfield. That's just a football play.
And last thing, if you're the reigning Super Bowl champs, should you ever be complaining and whining that a team ran up the score? That says something more about you than it says about your opponent, that you're that bad in the dumps, even though you just won the title less than a year ago, that someone can run it up on you. I think that's an Eagles problem, not a Saints problem.
I would tend to agree. And, oh, by the way, yeah, the Saints kicked a field goal late inside the 10-yard line. If they really tried to run it up, they would have went for it on fourth down there. So I never bought into the narrative of they ran it up on the Eagles. You and I are on the same page there. But you must admit, even though the Saints just crushed the Eagles back in November, this is a different Eagle team than the one that got their tails kicked 2 months ago. They played much better football over the last month. Nick Foles has been a revelation. Not that Carson Wentz was bad, but Nick Foles just seems to have postseason magic. Did the Saints acknowledge that?
There's no question. The Saints were rolling that day. I mean, it's rare that you have such a lopsided win and, that you're just overall that much better than the other team. And there's no question. All you got to do is watch Nick Foles for the last couple of years. When he's played, this Eagles team has responded. Now, is it like that Nick Foles is Joe Montana and is he infallible? No, because, I mean, I just look at it as he threw two picks against Chicago, and they're a fluke field goal miss away from sitting at home, and I'm talking to you about the Saints facing Dallas,
right,
and not the Eagles. So, there's the Foles factor is certainly a different look, and yet I would also argue, though, that how much different is the personnel on the Eagles side on defense than it was the last time they played? I wouldn't say it's that much different. So I feel like I've been kind of pretty confident in the Saints' chances on Sunday. And even though people, you get closer to the game, you know, people in Philadelphia are saying this. People, you know, even in town are nervous. And I think the Saints can walk away with this game with I'm not going to say a blowout, but I would say I'd say a sizable win. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
The Eagles did not have an answer for Alvin Kamara that day, and while their defense has improved, there's a natural effect if the offense is moving and they're holding the ball and they're not giving it up three and outs, the defense gets a little bit more rest, and I think it has had a residual effect and made the Eagles' defense better. But you're right, the personnel is rather similar to the one that got run up on in November, and they surely had no answer for Alvin Kamara. How big a factor is he in tomorrow's game?
Oh, I think he's got to be a huge factor because what's changed? I mean, okay, maybe they try to slow him down. What they did actually in that first meeting is they slowed down Michael Thomas, and that's the first time anyone's really slowed down Michael Thomas. And then rookie Tre'Quan Smith had a really big game that day. And I would say on the Saints end, Ted Ginn Jr. didn't play that game, and he's actually going to be playing on Sunday, and I think he's a factor. But they're going to have to zero in on Alvin Kamara. And how do you do that? With who? I don't know. And Saints offensive line is fully healthy the first time in a while. So, you know, I keep looking at, and I keep kind of ignoring the Foles factor, and I keep looking at Saints offense versus the Eagles defense. How do they slow this offense down? And even though the offense hasn't been as good since that game, I mean, you could just go look at the scores and the production from Breeze. It's dropped down, so that may give a little bit of concern. But I feel like this Eagles defense, I don't know the answer that they would have for Kamara or even Mark Ingram, because Mark Ingram could certainly get going as well.
Flip side, the Eagles were able to win last week because of some late falls magic and some Eagle magic, if you believe. You're not supposed to double doink a game-winning field goal at the end. But they didn't run the football worth the darn against the Bears last week. Now, the Bears are arguably the best defense in football. Doug Peterson has faith in Nick Foles, but he's always been a proponent of balanced attack. Is there any running back that the Saints have any significant respect for coming into this game?
Well, publicly, I'm sure they say, oh, they're fully capable, but I'm sure that they feel confident that they can stop the run. They did it the first time. I mean, they stopped the run, and the Saints have been one of the better run defenses all year. It hasn't been this fluky thing where teams are just having to try to play catch-up with them. Their run defense has been very good all year, and so I would expect if I'm the Eagles – I would expect to try to throw the football and try, because I feel like the Saints secondary of the defense is probably the weaker element of what they have. They know Eli Apple's back there. They know Eli Apple well. They've been playing against him for a couple years when he was in New York. You know, and people have even tried to go after Marshawn Lattimore a little bit. Not all the time, but some teams have been able to complete some big plays on him. A lot more than what we saw last year. So I would expect Doug Peterson to try to throw on the Saints. I mean, that because that's their run game, A, hasn't been great, and B, the Saints' run defense is one of the better ones in the league.
And the Saints, for me, were one of the better play-from-in-front teams in the NFL this year. They almost always score early, and then they're very good when they get a chance to play from in front. Yeah, they'll give up a bunch of passing yards, but they don't give up a ton of points. How important is it for either of these two teams to grab an early lead tomorrow?
I think for the Eagles it's paramount, because I could tell you the Superdome crowd is a factor. I mean, there's no question about it. And look, Nick Foles has played well, but it affects some of the best. And it made Carson Wentz crumble the last time they played. And so I think it's more important for the Eagles to get out in front than the Saints. And the Saints lately, they've had some kind of different type of wins. They haven't been blowing people out as much. And so I think they would be able to rally far better than, say, a road team coming in to try to rally in the Superdome.
All right, along those lines, since you've been covering the team for as long as you have, you certainly know the feel of it. When the Saints won the Super Bowl, the post-Katrina Super Bowl, that town and that stadium was just stone cold on fire all the time because they used the Saints as a rallying point and call. How does this year's Saints fan base compare to that one? Are they as excited, as confident, believe that there's forces working here that could deliver another Super Bowl championship?
Yeah, I think they do. And it's probably because it's the first time since then they've been a number one seed home throughout the duration of the playoffs. So I would, if a run like this would have happened maybe a couple years later, maybe the juice kind of wouldn't have been there, you know? So I feel like that we're so far removed from that run that the town's energized. I mean, look, this is a Saints town. I mean, the Pelicans are across the street and even owned by Gail Benson, but so what? This is a Saints town, always will be. And I could tell you this place has been really jumping, at least especially, people are throwing pep rallies all over the place. So, like, there's probably been like 50 pep rallies. Anyone who wanted to throw one threw one on Friday, basically meaning people can skip work. And this town is jacked up for it, no question.
Now, the Eagle fan base travels pretty well. And we're talking about tonight's game where we think it could be 50% Dallas in L.A. I know that's not going to be the case tomorrow in New Orleans. Are the Saints the kind of fan base that makes sure they hold on to all their tickets?
Well, maybe this time of year, yes. But I can tell you, I was I know Pittsburgh fan travels well. And they played here in Week 16, and there were plenty of terrible towels in the stands. And so, I'm curious to see how many Eagles fans get in the building, because I don't know how many Saints fans are going to give up tickets, but hey, dollar's a dollar, and so so maybe top dollar will speak. But I can't imagine that there's a heavy Eagles crowd, especially a bunch of people probably went to Chicago, so they're going to have to keep traveling and keep traveling, and that's a challenge. But I can tell you, whichever Eagles fans show up, it's going to be a loud hoot-at crowd in the Dome.
And as much as I like Chicago, and I think it's one of the premier towns in our country, yeah, I'll take Bourbon Street. But that's just me, if I was an Eagle fan making a decision as to if I'm going to go to one Eagle Road playoff game this year, yeah, I'd kind of take the New Orleans game. But that's me. We know Cameron Jordan, one of the best pass rushers in the National Football League. If not him, who's the guy who can get to Nick Foles tomorrow?
I'd say Sheldon Rankins, defensive tackle in the interior. He's had his best season by far, third year in the league. Had eight sacks in the regular season and really has helped this defensive line and this front seven become more of a force than we've seen in quite a while. I mean, it's almost heresy to harken back to the Dome Patrol, but the fact that their sack totals with him involved have mirror some of those Dome Patrol teams tell you they're getting it done. And he's really helped free up Cam Jordan sometimes. And then when Cam Jordan gets a double, he can get singled. He's played real well. I'm hoping he got some Pro Bowl recognition and votes. So he didn't make it, but he certainly had a season where he was certainly in the conversation.
All right, Larry, you're on the record saying you think the Saints are going to walk away with a win. Is it by double digits?
Man, I feel like I've been the boldest person in the country on this pick, and it's already on The Athletic. It's been everywhere, whatever. I'm going Saints 38, Eagles 21. Eagles fans do not like that I, quote-unquote, have a lack of respect, but I'm going bold here. I'm 38-21, I think. The Saints start to roll, and here's my logic. If the Saints score half as many points as they did in the first meeting, and the Eagles triple their point total, Saints still win 24-21. So I don't think it's going to be that close. 38-21, Saints.
I think you've got it about right. Your secondary thought that if the Saints score a half and the Eagles score three times, I think it's going to be close. I think Saints are going to win, but I do think it's going to be close. If it is a blowout, we will give you credit, my friend. Thank you very much for hopping on with us today. We'll be reading you on Monday in The Athletic about Saints and Eagles. Thanks, bud.
There you go. Appreciate you having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.